Welcome to Awkward Conversations.
Hey.
I am your host today.
Hello. Why, hello.
Hi, I am Anastasia Washington, a.k.a. Psycho Fembot. And welcome to my episode.
Why did you bring me in again?
I don't know. Because I like to torture people.
Yeah, you really do.
So the name of this episode, it is It's Tits Wonderful. Tits Marvelous, because if you know anything about me, you know I am obsessed with Marvel, and more importantly, I am obsessed with Wolverine.
Well, that and you are obsessed, I mean, with your tits. Yeah, I mean, they're massive.
Well, I don't think I'm obsessed with them, but
I think
do
everyone
get distracting.
Else is. Honestly, like, being in public with you, just going places, it's super awkward when I see just guys beelining just their eyesight straight to your rack.
Is it uncomfortable for you?
It is, honestly, because I want them.
I think it's more uncomfortable the stank eye I get from random girls.
Oh, especially like black girls, honestly. You get so much stink eye from them. Yes.
Well, thank you for the stink eye world. Thank you.
They're just jealous.
They're just jealous of
jealous.
Your booty.
They're just jealous.
Jealous.
Of your lady lumps.
Of my lovely lady lumps. Check it out. Anyway, so let's get off my boobs.
Ooh, but, oh, well, get off on your boobs?
No.
She's not into that. She's not into that. No,
a little higher. Aim a little higher.
And hey.
You're the major episode, Tits Marvel.
You brought this upon yourself.
Okay, be on you. So the things that we'll be discussing today is we were going to have a guest, but our guest isn't able to make it. For reasons.
Whore.
So
he was abducted.
He's abducted.
Yeah.
By whores.
By whores.
That sounds fun.
By gypsy whores.
So, no, he was not abducted. He's safe, hopefully. And the things that I wanted to discuss today was an epic topic that comes up between, especially me and Frank, because this is what we do in our spare time, is we talk about silly things like who would win versus Batman versus Iron Man.
Oh God, a time old question.
Right, it's a time old. It's a time old question that. he's having way too much fun with the soundboard.
We need to restrict his use of the soundboard.
No.
So it's a question that has come up a lot. And we've gone into it intensely, so much so that we're like, with suit, without suit, intellect, or with weapons, without weapons. Is Iron Man's suit considered a weapon if you say no weapons? Is Batman's suit considered a weapon say no weapons?
The way that we can approach this conversation, I think, looking at what is their individual superpowers. Like, both of them are super smart and super genius. And both of them use a lot of gear. So,
a lot of gadgets. A lot.
But technically, I would not say that Batman has... If we're talking like superpowers, like
he's a super detective.
He's a master detective. I wouldn't
the
say
world's
he's got
greatest.
Like superpowers.
I think honestly, he's
Move
got a super
Sherlock.
Intellect. He's got a super intellect, and that I think should count. And it generally
he's
counts.
Like superhero Sherlock.
He is superhero Sherlock.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Also, he has ninja skills that Iron Man doesn't.
You know, when you say
Iron
ninja
Man
skills, you sound like you're 8 years old.
Ninja skills?
Have you been perfecting your ninja skills, dude?
He fights Wolverine.
And ligers.
So, looking at it, both of them are fairly smart. Both of them.
Fairly smart?
I'm pretty smart.
Sure that Iron Man's considered, like beyond genius.
Yeah.
Well,
super genius.
Have they ever, declared what the IQ of either of them is?
I'm
not sure about numbers,
know.
But I do know that they're both really, really, really smart.
Mm. No, I think
Batman knows his own things.
Really smart, and Iron Man is a fucking...
Okay, so here's how I think it should go about. You two being our token Marvel DC...
What are you trying to say?
Agitators.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
You people.
Mean you people.
Listen up, bitch. You people. So, I think...
Racist.
That starting off, both of you should present your case for either of your heroes. So, being your episode, you get to decide who goes first, Stacey.
I think you should go first.
It's not your episode.
It's not your episode.
So you don't get to. I'm going to say ladies go first. So, Frank, Plead your case.
Please, please go on. Go on.
Well, there has to be a lady in this group.
Thank you.
It's too much testosterone in this group.
I think that Batman would win.
Would you?
Well, maybe. No, why?
Wait, are we talking?
No, you can't just go,
I think mine would win because.
Clearly. Why?
Because.
Would he?
Well, see, here's the thing. He's Batman.
That is not that excuse enough.
This is
a debate.
Ever.
If you aren't going to go and support him, she auto wins.
All right, well.
I auto win.
What, okay, first we're talking out of suit. This is out of suit.
Let's start out of suit, yeah.
Yeah. Bruce clearly, Wayne, Tony is
clearly
Stark.
Bruce Wayne.
Okay, I will give you that completely.
That's a given.
Completely out of suit. Stacey, would you acquiesce to that?
Out of suit?
Yes, completely.
Yes, so. I think.
Is it because Tony Stark has the bum ticker?
No, it's because Batman has ninja skills.
Well, honestly, yeah.
Ninja skills.
Tony Stark also has a bum ticker that he has to, like, recharge.
So I imagine that he has a wind-up part, like...
like a gear.
I think bare bones to bare bones.
I imagine skeletons
chest
fighting.
Chest.
I think we all went in that game.
You know, just mano y mano. Mm. I don't speak Spanish, see? I think... I did. I'm so fancy.
You're so Spanish.
You're so fancy.
It's a new word used in a sentence. I think if they were fighting, just no suit, no gadgets, Batman would absolutely win because he is trained, and Iron Man trains not really.
Yeah, I don't think he trains like at all.
I think he keeps fit. I don't think he just. Is like a flabber
but I don't think that he's gone to the extremes that Batman has. No.
But I'm pretty sure he probably has some sort of martial arts experience.
I'm
pretty sure he has some kind of training. I'm not exactly sure about the training background that he has.
Mm. Well, he's a billionaire. He probably has
so
had like
that makes
some,
him trained.
Some of the greatest teachers from across the land, probably.
Across the land.
He went to the far off east.
He did in East some Coast. Variations did go to the far off east.
He did go, yeah. But I guess man to man, I would bet on Batman, and that hurts me a little bit.
But Tony Stark has access to like mega military weapons.
Well, yeah,
right?
True.
Wayne Stark Industries, that's what they
but
do.
But Wayne
so
Industries.
So does Wayne Industries.
Wayne Industries is the same. They're also like subcontractors of the military. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So.
And that would be. That would be.
Military weapon to military weapon.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you're saying man versus man, Batman wins.
Yeah.
Suit versus suit.
So we're putting on the suits.
We're putting on the suit. We're not bringing in that many gadgets. Although I have to say, if you bring in Iron Man's suit,
he's a
weapon. He's a machine.
He is a living weapon at that point.
So I guess we can't really say no weapons. You can just say suit to suit.
Suit to suit.
Yeah,
and because honestly, in that case, Batman has all his gadgets and stuff, and that is his weaponry. So I accept this on an even footing. I think it's comparable.
Yeah. Okay. I think he would win, and the reason why is.
Because he is Batman, you moron.
God, I fucking hate you so much.
I would just like to point out.
But just because is not an argument.
Honestly, to me, that ruins it. Sure, he's the Batman.
Right.
Why is he so awesome then?
We know who we should ask,
because he's got
guys.
The will for it.
And I would also like to point out that this was my Marvel episode and my wonderful friend. I asked for Marvel things, and I got Batman shit.
and
Simpsons.
Yeah.
And this. Simpsons, which I have never seen.
Okay. And I'm gonna bum your mouth, yeah, and I'm gonna shit on these
and black jokes.
That's acceptable again. Yeah.
You're having way too much fun.
God damn, someone chop off his fingers so he can't play with the soundboard.
You know, we should ask
what
Jeremy thinks. Who would win in a fight?
Yeah, Jeremy. Okay, so in an even footing battle between...
Suit to suit.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, he's got a suit.
So in an even footing battle, suit to suit, between Iron Man and Batman, both of them are allowed to use their general gadgets.
On their suits.
Who do you think would win? I know it's a tough one.
It's a brain
teaser. It's not that tough. It's Iron Man.
It is. I don't know. To me, it would be Iron Man.
Yes.
Honestly, I'm going to play the devil's advocate on this.
No, you're not.
And go, Batman being of super intelligence and being the detective that he is, honestly, I think he could find the one chink in the armor that Iron Man has.
No. Racist.
But, you're a chink. But Iron Man,
didn't Iron Man come up with like an unlimited power source?
Yes. I mean,
what's more powerful than that?
Exactly. An EMP
charges
device.
Charges into his heart, people.
What's more powerful than that? The love between him and Catwoman. That's what.
Okay, no. Okay. Batman's weapons. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate.
Okay, please go on.
Batman's weapons are like misdirection weapons, like boom.
But what's wrong with
here.
That?
He's like,
honestly,
I think
that Tony Stark would be susceptible to that because he's so fucking cocky that if you misdirected him, he would just run into it. And we've seen
but
it, like in the Avengers. Come on.
Tony Stark has Pepper Potts on his side.
But she is not there, and that is not allowed. That is an illegal move.
That is not an illegal move. It's not. Okay, how about turning
Could
off...
Could you not have
please,
your phone going
please,
off
everybody
while we're doing
in the theater, please turn off all your cell phones.
God, that seriously, that just reminds me of that Ninja article that I saw. It was the most badass thing I've ever seen. God.
Back to ninjas.
The UK theater ninjas. Look it up. It's awesome.
Apparently there's a new law where you can yell at people.
It's not a law. It's like a volunteer group. You can basically volunteer to get a free ticket to a movie. You go dressed up as a ninja, and your job the entire movie is to shut everyone up. So if someone texting or talking on their phone, you just use your ninja skills on them.
Ninja skills.
God help anybody that lets me be that ninja. Because I would not only stop them from talking and texting, if you start eating your popcorn like crazy or you start chewing really much, I'm going to be able to kill you and I'm going to do it. Because the sound of popping or smacking makes me go insane. It makes me go She-Hulk. Right now, just thinking about it, I'm exploding out of my top.
The one, oh God. It's just, oh
quite
God.
Literally. It's
like, the one that makes me like more angry at a theater is that slurping empty cup sound.
It's empty, you guys.
You can't get another fucking drop from it. Go spend another dollar.
You know you get a free refill with that large. Just go.
The worst is when people think they're being like super polite and opening the candy slowly, and it just makes it worse.
I think that we should institute a law that we are allowed to chop off their hands.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyways, we completely got off topic.
We totally got off topic.
We digressed.
Such things happen.
As we do. Yeah, but like, can we do sidekicks? Can we throw in the sidekick?
No, honestly, if you want to throw in a sidekick, you're going to have to throw in Pepper Potts, I think. A sidekick.
Like, that sounds delicious.
So Pepper Potts would probably be the choice for Tony. Mm-hmm. And who's the choice for Batman? Nightwing or Robin? Come on. That's no comparison.
Well, I was thinking more.
No, I mean, that's no comparison. Pepper Potts, like.
Butler.
She's awesome. I love her.
Alfred. I was thinking Alfred.
I was thinking
Alfred too.
More like Alfred because he's the counterpart to Pepper
Potts.
Okay.
He would be the
counterpart. I can accept that. But still, I think that for the case sake, we should just completely remove them.
All right. Well, this topic will be discussed a little bit more. Actually, our guest will be able to.
Ooh.
Hopefully. But we'll come back to this topic, which is a hot topic. But Iron Man wins. But anyway, moving on. I often come up with this question: what in the Marvel universe? What would my character be? Like,
yours?
Who would I be?
Jubilee.
Who?
Sparkle
Dazzler.
You shut up. Like, personality-wise, don't
Snow
you wonder,
White.
Like, who your
Wait,
friends
no, sorry.
Were?
Sorry, Emma Frost.
Shut up. Just shut up. Posting, you shut up.
Hashtag.
So,
shut up, you.
Hashtag, everybody shut up until I point to you.
Hashtag, shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, I often wonder, who in my friends would be this character, and who would I be, and... Stuff like that. And
well,
I have not pointed. We have, I have often talked about it with everybody about the Avengers and which Avengers we, which Avenger would we be? By the way, you can call in, we're live, so you can call in 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562.
If you want to chime in either on the previous conversation or this.
Exactly.
We're not all live, though. I'm living dead.
Well,
he is living dead.
Well, true. You are almost gay dead, so.
Yeah, he is gay
dead. Well, then I hate to tell you this, Frank, because in a zombie apocalypse, if you turn zombie, I'd kill you so fast.
I would keep him as a zombie slave.
But you can't reach my head.
So fast. You can't.
Bitch,
can't.
I got weapons I could use.
Does she?
So back to the question.
So when we were discussing, like right after the Avengers, we were discussing and everybody said I'd be Thor.
No, that is not okay. No.
Now, are we talking just Avengers?
Because if we expand it, it would get crazy.
Not true. Okay.
So maybe we can do X-Men or Avengers.
Here, I'd like to know why.
I'm okay
what
with that.
Was the reasoning behind why?
Yeah.
You would be
why?
Thor?
Why am I Thor?
Because you are strong like bull.
No,
you are
no.
forceful.
Move lots
Come on,
of big
people.
Stuff.
If we're thinking, okay. if we're thinking Avengers, and if she okay. should be, should totes be Black Widow. That bitch is sneaky.
Yeah, that's true. You are. You
okay.
Are.
Okay. I think I can accept it.
But I love you.
Sneaky, a little. No offense. I love you, Stacey. A little damage.
God, I feel like this.
But you've grown stronger because you've gone through hard times. Aww.
You do also look really good in
and
tight leather pants.
Thor seems like Anybody an uneducated oak.
And you could rock the red hair too.
Oh God!
Oh, yeah. I used to be a redhead. I used to have a little. Well, never mind. I'm
plus,
not going to go into that.
Plus, you have that nice ScarJo butt.
ScarJo. Okay, so yeah, I can accept okay. you being Black Widow. That's okay. Okay, so Frank, who do you?
I am a little jaded.
Who do you think? Or shall we turn the question and go, who do we think Frank
who
should
do
be?
Who do we think Frank Ooh. Would be?
Wait, when I did this, who did I post you?
Black
as?
Widow.
Oh no.
But we can go into the X-Men verse.
True.
Oh,
true.
Okay.
I
don't know who
Toad.
Would be.
Professor
Toad.
Xavier, because he did a dead moment.
Let's see.
I think he's a little. I think you're a little. Sometimes you're a little Nightcrawler-ish.
Maybe.
I think not like totally, completely, but a little bit. Sometimes.
I can almost see him as Iceman because he is really awkward, and I think he tries really hard to do the right thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Doesn't that hurt?
I mean, wait. He's on a show called Awkward Conversations.
He is.
I think he knows he's awkward.
I'm putting some icy hot on it.
Who do you think?
Girl, burn.
Frank,
who do you think you would be?
I would be a sentinel. Because I have no emotion.
Wait. You are not taking my job.
Oh. I'm going to say... Cyclops, because he's douchey.
Okay. I think Cyclops...
I'm lovably douchey.
Okay, he thinks with his one eye.
Does that mean like he can't love the one he wants to love because he turned into a phoenix-y creature?
Oh my god, it's true. You are Cyclops.
You're the jaded Cyclops.
You're the jaded
Welcome to the jaded club.
Thank you. I love being
okay,
accepted.
Okay, who would Cisco be?
Wolverine, obviously.
You wish
Magneto.
You were Wolverine.
No, not even joking. When my hair grows out, it naturally goes into the Wolverine shape. So I, all the time. And I have this fluffiness.
No. Beast. No, and you
know
why?
Oh, no, it's true.
Beast. Because you like reading. You like
you're
studying.
Political.
And
I'm not even joking. When I go to the gym, I work out while reading a novel.
Plus, you look like a big hairy gorilla type person.
And with your feet, you've got that like feet hand thing where you can pick things up with your feet. It's really gross.
Okay, so yeah, that completely fits me. I am Beast.
Okay. And now we've got Rachel.
Now we've saved me.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
When I was younger, my brother used to think I was Jubilee.
I
was obnoxious.
I don't want to put that on anyone, really.
But that's horrible. That is horrendous.
Maybe Rogue or maybe Kitty Pryde.
I think I'm more Kitty than Rogue. I would say I'm more Kitty.
We've completely steered away from any of the Avengers in this case, honestly. I don't think that you're...
Well, there's...
I don't think that you fit into the Avenger
I'm not an
mold.
Avenger person. No.
You're Hawkeye.
No, I'm sorry.
You are totally Captain America.
Old-fashioned values.
Can I just say, the movie opening shot of Captain America... It changed my life.
Never seen Captain America.
No. Opening shot of Avengers with Captain America as the focus. It's just him punching a punching bag and his just perfect ass. Mm. Just,
Can we just praise?
Chris
take a moment.
Yes,
praise.
Let's just take a moment, everyone. A moment of silence,
for
Captain America's ass. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that was amazing.
That was great podcasting. A moment of silence.
Also, let's talk about his abs. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what that makes me think of?
You.
Sucker.
I'm going to piss on your face. And then I'm going to fart in your mouth. Yeah, and then I'm going to shit on these walls, Ray. Ooh.
What?
That does not remind me of
anything. It doesn't remind me of that, no.
Again, I just like playing Brenda, I'm sorry.
No, oh, God. Someone remove his hands, please.
I'm going to. I think that is accurately fitting all of
us. Yeah, yeah. I happily wear the badge of being Hank McCoy, so.
I don't understand.
You don't? Well, then make
your case. Please, yeah, make your case.
Make your case.
Why don't you want to be Cyclops?
Pick somebody else.
Because I don't.
Honestly, I kind of think that he's you're not more a
Iceman. Okay, let's think. Okay.
Douchebag.
You're not a douchebag.
Not a douchebag. Oh. Scott Summers. Why don't you want to be him?
Because he doesn't want to be a douchebag.
I think that
do
maybe
you not want to lose the love of your life? Do you not want him to turn into some kind of giant, crazy, evil, phoenix-y creature?
But a badass.
Is that a trick question?
Wait, she is not necessarily evil. She is the will of the four. The universe, okay?
That's true. I'm sorry.
Damn it. Yeah, you are just besmirching.
She's literally misusing.
Or she could have,
we need to use that word more.
It's
besmirched.
Besmirched.
Don't besmirch me and mine. Word of the day, besides, what was it? Spancy. Use spancy and besmirch today in your everyday life.
Quit besmirching me. I'm so spancy.
You are so spancy. I'm sorry, I besmirched. I like how the same sentence is just going to go around.
Yeah, it's just going to be used forever. I hate you.
You guys are so silly.
Okay, Frank is not Cyclops. Okay, the quivering lip is making me.
You're
like
not
the
Banshee.
Maternal instinct in me.
That's
is
the
like,
sound of my quivering lip.
The Hulk?
Ew.
No, you don't get angry.
No, I don't.
And well, he's not in a permanent state of anger either.
Because we support you. You don't get angry at us because I'm perfect.
Debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. Who do you think you are?
Pull it out.
Do you want to save it for next week's podcast?
Oh, Frank. Yeah. Let's draw it out more. Mm-hmm. This is great podcasting, Frank.
Great.
Let's pitch more. Okay, yeah. Frank would be... Okay, Frank is...
You know, he's probably not going to be happy unless we open it up to DC.
Yeah.
But we're not going to.
This is
marvelous. This is not DC, it is.
Decidious.
Yeah. Can I just default to Loki for now?
You're not a trickster,
yes,
though.
But he is Loki.
Okay, fine. You're Loki. Let's move on.
He is a little mischievous. He does have that little glint in his eye.
I do horrible things
sometimes. Puckish glint.
Horrible. I hate you. So
yeah, he's okay. We'll say he's Loki. We are quite a bunch.
We are a bunch.
We've got Beast, Black Widow.
We've all got awesome Loki. Powers, but all these to our advantages. It's super cool.
I think this is completely acceptable at this point. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so something that is also really, really going through my mind right now is the excitement of me going to my first ever comic convention. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. We are going to Stan Lee's Kamikaze.
Did I pop that cherry yet? I don't know. Oh. But it's about to be popped today.
It's going to be popped so hard.
Excited. It's going to be 2 days of really hard comic booking, and I love it.
Oh God! If any of you are in the Los Angeles town, Los Angeles
area, trying to make me owe on there.
Sometimes.
If any of you are in the Los Angeles area, the Kamikaze is going today, Saturday, and Sunday. It's really awesome.
It's like only $20 to get in.
Yeah,
for
one day, but $30 for the weekend.
Yeah, it's uber
Kamikaze
cheap.
Con, we're plugging you, just so you know.
Yeah, we're actually going to be going there later
it's today not that, it's
and
not
hopefully
that
getting
other
some audio.
Popular.
Yes. We're going to be there later today, so if you see people with weird buttons that say awkward conversations and scan me hard.
Yeah, come
that
up
is us, and you can come up to us and talk to us and scan us.
We're kind of nice.
We're kind. Well, don't approach Cisco.
No, that's bad.
Like you have to kind of slowly approach him.
Two of the four of us are very approachable.
Don't look in his eyes.
I'm not going to say which two.
No. Yeah, you should probably just avoid me altogether.
Unless you're a sexual.
I concur.
So, yeah, that's fine.
This is your first big convention. Like,
so
have you gone to mini conventions before, like the hotel stuff?
I've been to many ones at the Shrine.
Mm-hmm. Which is respectable.
Which is respectable. Mm-hmm. But I've only been one or two times.
See, I've been to quite a few conventions myself. I used to go to Comic-Con, and before that I've been to other kind of nerdy conventions. Not even joking. My mother used to drag me to Star Trek conventions all the time
when
I was little.
That is amazing.
I have some amazing stories. Like, if we could get anyone from Star Trek,
Wait. Hold on a second. If we could get...
You can't have a pie without Will Wheaton.
No, you can't. You can't have a pie without Will Wheaton.
So many stories. Anyways, I've been to quite a few, and honestly, Kamikaze is a lot of fun. It's actually pretty badass.
It's my first time going to Comic. I haven't been to a Comic Con or convention of any kind in like, I'd say maybe 10 years. The last time I went to anything was Comic Con before they went Hollywood.
Oh God, it was so much nicer.
I think the new Tomb Raider was coming out and Lord of the Rings, the first one. Was just about to hit the theaters.
That just aged you.
Oh boy, did it.
Well, she was five at the time.
Come on now.
She's 15.
Barely legal.
But I'm very, very, very excited. And the fact that it's Stan Lee's comic convention in Elvira, who is like something I'm kind of obsessed with.
She loves Cassandra Peterson.
I do. I love Elvira since I was a kid. Maybe because I identify with her.
You both are really busty.
Yeah.
You both are kind of spooky.
A little bit spooky. Like,
a little spooky.
I was described in college by one of my professors as the gothic Martha Stewart because I will bake for you in a very creepy way.
That just like reawakened my life goal of becoming the Japanese Martha Stewart.
You're the Japanese.
I want to be one day. Awesome. Mama-san.
So I'm like the gothic
Without the whole bitchy attitude?
No. Mama-san needs to be exceptionally nice and say vicious, horrible, racist things.
So it's you. You're already there.
But I need to do it with like a geisha laugh.
Okay. Well, I've started to say after things I've said.
That's racist.
Because of SNL. I'm just following SNL.
Okay.
I love Japanese
culture. My Japanese heritage just does not agree with that at all.
I would love to date an Asian of any sort, but they're scared of my massive boobs.
Oh my God. Actually, no, there are some Japanese guys that like dream of only your huge tits. That's all they dream of.
That's so weird.
You know what? We're all talking like about who we do. But you know what? We should take a moment because some people don't have anyone out there.
No one's gay for Mole Man.
Aww. I like to think that you're trying to sound clips. I know.
The problem is Frank is not going to talk today.
He's just going to be sound.
I know. Okay, so one thing that I have to confess, and because they're going to talk about it off and on throughout this podcast, I've never seen The Simpsons, okay?
Oh God, I've never seen The Simpsons.
So when you guys start talking about The Simpsons, you start making references to The Simpsons, you start booking soundboard things. I've never seen The Simpsons. I've only been on the ride.
I honestly have not seen The Simpsons in the last maybe six or seven years. But
how dare you?
I used to watch it like a lot, but now I watch Futurama because Futurama is way better. Come on, it's so good.
Now it is.
I have also not seen Futurama except for like three episodes.
Okay, I'm going to loan you the box sets. You can watch
I am going to sit you down
her box.
And I'm going to make you watch each of them. We're going to have you like Clockwork Orange style where your eyes are held open.
This is going to bring back so many painful post-traumatic stress moments
for me. Can I just get off topic for just a second? Because I would like to mention that when we walked into the studio today, on the table was Adelante.
If you're not familiar with it,
it's an Hispanic gay magazine
full of hot and naked Latinos,
and the ad that it was open to was for Robertson Presents Magnum, come lick your favorite flavor. And it is a picture of sexy, muscly, sweaty, chocolatey, syrupy men.
She brings it up because we're all fingering through it during the show.
Yeah, because it's so random and so weird. I love it. It makes me want to know what was going on in the studio beforehand. Well, that this magazine was on the table.
Who is before us, Jeremy?
Explain this mystery.
Yeah.
That magazine's been here for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's yours, isn't it, Jeremy?
It's yours. Confession time.
I can't even begin to describe to you some of the things that happen in this.
Actually, we're hoping to push the envelope with that, by the way.
A gay magazine on the table is nothing.
Awesome.
Nothing.
So we're going to bring in hookers next time. And we're going to
do... them on the corner.
We're going to do coke off of their asses. It'll be awesome.
You're getting closer.
Nice. Wait. So coke is involved. Where are they snorting it from?
We will find out more about this in the upcoming weeks.
We'll delve into the secrets.
Episode, we're going to find out what goes on at Skid Row Studios.
I think we should add a new segment. Stories from Skid Row.
I mean, it is called Skid Row Studios.
Insert soundboard bite. I like where this is going.
No more soundboard bite. All right, I'm sorry. We digressed.
Sorry, yes.
So yeah, so I'm very excited. I'm obsessed with Elvira. I'm obsessed with Stan Lee. I'm excited about frolicking with nerddom. And
Maybe yeah. finding her future husband.
Maybe finding my future husband.
Wouldn't it be listening. Wonderful if we all met our future husbands soon?
It would be wonderful.
Girls can dream.
Or another future ex-fiance or something like that. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Talking back to Elvira, I was looking over her IMDb biography right now. I didn't realize that she was a showgirl at 17, the youngest in history right now.
Really?
Yeah, she was a Las Vegas showgirl at the age of 17. And she was in the show Vive Les Girls at the Dunes Hotel, which I think is closed now. it's gone. Yeah.
Cassandra Peterson was one awesome chick,
That's
man.
Crazy.
She was.
And do you know what's really crazy? She still has that rocking body.
She does.
She does, right?
She needs to teach me some
She looks the same as she did 10 years ago.
There's a handful of people that I think have literally sold their souls to the devil to not age, and that's going to be Winona Ryder, Johnny Depp, and Cassandra Peterson.
Johnny Depp, really?
Yeah, he hasn't aged in a while.
That's
I'm getting
true.
Texts from my
that
nieces about the show.
You know what it is? It's all the what wine.
Shout out to Haley.
Haley, Drake said hi last night.
Haley, this is not an appropriate show for you.
But keep listening.
Yes, please keep listening.
We love you, Haley.
Well, you do.
No, we do.
I don't love anyone.
You love me.
Love is a word.
It's a word. That you feel about me.
Oh, you emotionless cyborgy.
I know. So the other thing that we're really excited about this weekend is Resident Evil. Dun, dun, dun. Now, when I say excitement, I mean
ambivalence.
I'm very excited to see Mila again. Mm. I love to see her on the screen.
Naked.
Mm. Okay, sure.
Is she going to be naked in this one?
I don't know. She's usually like crying probably. In a corner, kind of naked-y.
I will only be happy if there's a full nude battle scene.
Would it do anything for
no,
you?
No, but it would be entertaining.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I can be easily entertained. Easily.
But I think I'm excited about just seeing the action sequences in 3D. That's what I get excited about. I want to see the video game blown up in 3D with Mila. That's what I want to see. And I'm not going in there for a story because I went there last time. I was like, I'm going to see an amazing film. Why did I go in there seeing that?
There's no story. You shouldn't go in expecting that. Mm-mm. Not at all.
I don't know why I expected that. But, you know, that's my brain. Mm-hmm. And but I did buy it on DVD. Just recently.
Yeah, you did.
On 3D.
And I'm going to admit, seeing it in 3D, Wesker, and that wonder, oh God, there was just one pose near the beginning where the airplane he's in is crashing and it's exploding and it pauses with him in like this straddle mid-air pose and it circles
and
around and focuses
and go,
on his ass.
I go, I know what you both are thinking.
And literally,
and you're welcome.
Literally, I'm just sitting there with like my mouth agape. I'm like, oh, Wesker.
God bless my 3D TV.
Take me right now. It looked like it could come out and touch me.
Maybe I should start watching these films.
You should.
Where have
you
been?
Should.
Well, I don't like that kind of stuff in general.
Well, you should.
No. Wesker is so hot. It's not funny. Let me see if have you seen what Wesker looks like in Resident Evil?
In you.
Let me find him for you.
My niece Haley says, Cisco, you know you love me.
Tell that to my therapist.
Haley, it's not you. It's him. He's got issues.
I love you as much as I can.
He's got a very small heart. It's like the size of a raisin, and it's kind of dried out.
He's like the
raisins
Grinch.
That are like left inside your lunchbox for years.
I personally don't think that it's dried out, but okay, why not?
I like the Resident Evil movie.
I'm sorry,
I felt like saying something.
I love Resident Evil. I love the pictures that are coming up right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. So, look at how attractive he is. Oh, my God. I just
viewers
want him to ravage
can't
me.
Look, but
you just want him to infect you.
Really attractive.
Please, people out there,
Google.
Look up Wesker from Resident Evil.
Google it now.
I just want him to pin me against things. He's
Who's
so hot.
Who's the actor that plays him?
Oh, God, I can't
remember. Sean Robert.
There we go.
Let me post up a
We're going to post some pictures
Facebook
on our Twitter and Facebook.
You can look at who we're talking about. I love the action sequences. I love 3D now. I did not love 3D when it first became a craze. Frank had to shove it down my throat a million times, and that was not a sexual reference, by the way.
Admittedly, when they...
That's what we need!
first
Stop
started.
Stop with the soundboard.
When they first started with the 3D, I didn't like how campy and how much they played it up. And I honestly, my least favorite thing at a 3D movie is when they do that whoa into your face movement with objects. Oh, it just infuriates
and
me.
That same,
we're in 3D.
Guess what? Look, a fish is going to come at you. And the thing that pisses me off is as it gets closer, your eyes naturally try to focus it, and then it just gets blurry. Well, your eyes explode in your head.
I think there are ingenious ways to use it. Like, use that...
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Well, let's go to our caller.
I think I know who this caller is. All right, let's go to this caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is this Haley?
No.
It isn't?
Is it somebody that sounds like Haley?
Huh.
Hello.
This makes great radio.
Hello?
The radio. Okay.
Oh my God. Radio. Okay, wait. New rule. I'm going to say this out ahead. One, turn off your radio or turn down your radio when you call in. I don't want to hear myself in the background.
Thank you, Cisco.
I have issues.
I'll take that.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
I saw the Hunger Games yesterday and I wanted to know your guys' opinion about it. Like, when they send the dogs, I thought that was so messed up. Like, it's not even, like, fighting to the death. They're, like, sending dogs.
Have you read
the
books?
What the heck, you know?
Have you read the books?
How do you guys, like, feel about that?
Well, have you read the books at all?
No, I don't read.
Well, the youth of today. Go read a book. God, okay.
Read the books, then see the movie.
The ending was a little bit more drawn out in the book, honestly.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The books are excellent.
Well, no, the first book is. The second two are horrendous.
I don't know.
The last book made me want to kill myself. It gave me cancer.
It's supposed to make you want to kill yourself, I think, a little
honestly,
bit.
Honestly, I love Katniss until that last scene. I just hate her so much.
Well, I think the thing about Hunger Games that's kind of amazing is that the woman that's the lead in the books is not like your typical, like, I'm going to find my prince. And eventually does what most people do.
Admittedly,
settles for the best bet.
I really did enjoy the character of Katniss.
That's the message, kids. Settle.
Just settle down.
Just settle.
It's all you're going to ever get.
Never go for the
exactly excellent thing.
It's either settle down and be happy or we're going to throw you in an arena. Just
so see, pick up a book or we're going to throw our youth into an arena.
Oh, God, please. Please. I just want that. I enjoyed the Hunger Games. I loved the first movie. I loved the first book. I like the second book. I think it will make a better movie than a book. The third book, disappointment abound, but I think it will make a good movie.
But you're always disappointed.
I haven't actually read the books because...
He doesn't know how to read.
Well, that's because he only knows how to read in Spanish.
I saw Battle Royale before I ever saw Hunger Games, so...
They're very different.
I know they're different. Hunger Games is its own thing. Battle Royale is... It's more of a like character piece... designed as an action movie.
While you're at it, you have an opportunity to plug our movie.
Yeah. By the way, guys, we'll be talking about Battle Royale on Cisco's podcast, which is not the next podcast, but the podcast after.
That'll be our fourth one.
So go out and watch Battle Royale. And so I think, did we answer your question?
We enjoyed it.
Yeah,
go read a book.
But does she get with PETA?
We don't do spoilers.
Like, I think she should go with the other guy. He's way cuter.
Gale in the movie was so hot.
No spoilers, but
I'm not sure he's the most... I'm not going to say spoilers, but I'm going to say that...
I already saw the movie.
Yes,
and I'm not
she does. She gets
book.
Forced into a relationship with PETA. She has no other option. Gale leaves her. The end.
Gale is a very cute choice. But he's not the best choice.
I am a new generation of... I don't read, okay?
Oh, God, okay. That makes me so upset.
We don't read. We watch TV and use DVR to watch things that we miss.
No, okay,
and play Black Ops 8 hours a day.
This is infuriating me. Read a book.
This makes Cisco's head explode.
Oh, my God. Books are the most important thing in the world. I don't watch television. I only read. I am the opposite of you.
Hey, you know what? I don't read much. I'm doing okay. Just saying. Hey, I read. I don't read a lot, but I'm okay.
Once again.
Well, does that answer your question then?
Does that answer your question about not reading?
Just read a book.
Read a book.
God. Oh.
Okay, youth today. Thank you for calling in.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Yeah, I'm here.
Bye-bye.
Don't worry. Haley's still here. It's fine. Don't cry. It's okay. I'm still here. I'm still on the radio.
All right. Well, we have a new star.
We do have a new star. Okay, we are going to move on to another topic. Thank you so much for calling in.
Beep, 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 beep. We need a dial tone on our soundboard, by the way.
Beep. There.
There we go. She's gone now. So what is your next subject, Miss Anastasia?
Our next subject is... I was going to talk about B movies.
Mm. Like bad B movies or horror movie B movies.
I was going to talk about bad horror movies, like our favorite bad horror movies.
Mm.
But that's kind of a broad topic. Yeah. And the thing about it is that some of the baddest horror movies are classics.
They're so good now.
They're so good now. The other day
we were at Fry's and I saw a remake of something that infuriated me because of the company that made it the first time. And it was this thing called Mother's Day with Rebecca De Mornay. And originally, it was made in the 70s by the campy film company of Troma. Troma is known for not making the most serious of films in the world. I mean, they made Poltergeist. They made Toxic Avenger. They made, Grannies from Hell. They're not known for seriousness.
Classic.
I want to watch that.
And then they took a movie, which I'm guessing at the time was not super serious, was kind of campy, a little serious, and made it like uber serious. And that makes me so mad.
Well, that's the thing about remakes now. They all have to be super serious.
Well, I guess that comes with us being in this economic depression. They won't call it that, but it is a depression.
You're a depression.
I mean, when it gets sad,
you depress me.
Our entertainment tends to follow along. It's a little sad too. Oh, Frank just ripped open his shirt.
Frank is unclothed.
He's unclothed.
Oh, we're taking out clothes now.
Don't mind me.
I think that people don't know how to do campy anymore.
No, not at all.
Besides Cabin in the Woods, who was a brilliant movie. Please.
Even though it had a clown in it.
Even though it had a clown in. Please go see that movie. It is underrated. It is amazing. Don't let anybody tell you anything about it at all.
Just watch it.
The camping balance with the series.
It worked.
It was just perfect. And I think that not many directors nowadays know how to bring campy in a respectful way.
I almost feel that almost every director is going at, I have to recreate this. I have to make the next big hit and start some sort of like jump off point from this.
Right.
So they go in it super serious, like I'm going to make this epic, amazing story.
No. Right.
Okay.
I'm going to go behind the psychology of this guy.
We just want funny slapstick shit.
Halloween.
And on that note, I know we're going to discuss this later on the Halloween month, but remaking Nightmare on Elm Street gave me heart palpitations, gave me like... I almost died. Okay. I cried when the trailer came out. I just literally cried. I cried because it was just so atrocious because you did not get the campiness of the character.
Mm.
He is a blatant killer, does not care who knows, and makes jokes while he's killing you. That's Freddy Krueger.
I actually haven't seen it.
They took it away from him.
They
had no personality.
They made him sympathetic.
What?
I don't want to feel sorry for Freddy Krueger. Why do I want to feel sorry for Freddy Krueger? Why would you want me to feel sorry for Freddy Krueger and then be like, just kidding. He's still Freddy. It's okay. No.
I always feel like feeling sorry for pedophiles. I mean,
right?
Whoosh. That's what I live for.
Duh. Let's just make a serious...
Feel sorry for them.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
It's sad. They have a psychological issue.
Oh, when you put it that way. I'm so sorry for them a little bit.
Feel bad now.
Freddy Krueger.
Pedophiles, yes. Freddy Krueger, no.
No, not pedophiles at all. I feel sorry that you're sick, but I do not feel sorry for you in general.
We don't advocate pedophiles on this show, people. So please, no child loving.
We advocate you getting help for whatever disorder you have.
We do advocate pet-ophiles.
Well, what I do advocate...
If you like animals,
if you do have
you.
Weird inclinations...
Or nerd-ophiles.
If you do have weird inclinations, feel free to call in, though. I always love discussing them. They're
and
super
we will
fun.
Give you Cisco's number. He will probably accommodate you later on that night.
Sexually.
Depends. I'm into some weird shit,
You're
but I draw
depends
lines.
As well?
Well, not it's anymore. Weird. No. There was that real awkward weekend.
Oh, they're still selling Depends? I thought the FDA cut that off.
What?
Oh,
what?
Extends. Sorry.
Oh. God, I hate you.
So yeah, like I am tired of seeing these remakes that of these campy films that had a good camp balance to the scare ratio. Scared me as a kid, made me laugh too. What happened to that? And why every time you remake it, do you remove that and then add like a backstory about how these people weren't loved as children and that's why they're killing you?
Well, to bring like two of our subjects back together, like Elvira like is known for hosting that B movie like horror wonderful
right.
series. They're actually I've heard that they're remaking that series, so I think they're like trying to strive for that again.
Yeah, I think that should come back. Like, I mean, I grew up with Tales from the Crypt and
oh god, I remember that.
Like all these really good horror TV shows. Like, as
are
a
you
kid,
afraid of
are
the
you
dark?
Afraid of the dark?
Oh, God, there were so creepy
for life,
episodes.
For clowns, but still.
The one that
amazing.
Fucked me up was the Tupperware family. There was this episode.
That was Eerie that Indiana.
That was.
And I just rewatched
God.
It and it still stays.
It's so creepy.
So good.
I used
so
to watch
good.
Goosebumps.
Oh, I used to read Goosebumps.
Yeah, I used to read Goosebumps.
Did any
well.
Of you.
Did you ever watch So Weird? It was this
maybe.
Show.
Oh,
with
yes.
Mackenzie
I love
Phillips.
So Weird.
I know.
Oh,
right?
It was the
so
best.
I don't,
yeah, it
I
was
don't
about this, like,
remember so
this teenage
weird.
Girl and her, like singer mom. They were, like, they went on the road and she would, like, solve these,
like
paranormal
mysteries.
Supernatural so mysteries. Cool. And she, it was really, it was kind of awesome. But, like, I was reading up on it and they replaced the first girl at the end of the second
yes,
season.
Yes, they did, with Alex Johns.
Yeah, with Alex Johnson for the third season. And I was reading what they wanted to do with the third season, and I was like, oh my God, why didn't you just do that in the first place? So her father disappears.
Mm-hmm.
So season three would have been her traveling to hell to retrieve him. And I just feel...
Sounds very supernatural.
Seems
I know.
Weird.
I just...
And
but
Disney
this is like
said no
this is like 90s
that.
Disney. So like I was like
Disney
you deprived
had
me
some
of them,
crazy
something.
Progressive stuff actually.
Disney and Nickelodeon used yeah. to be like so good. And I'm not saying that because I know I have friends on shows and you guys are amazing.
You guys
Disney
are amazing.
And Nickelodeon.
Disney.
But my generation rocked and we had great shows, shows that scared you, shows that made you think. We
That's
had
actually,
our
X-Files
equivalent
in Indiana.
I used to love
watching Roundhouse on SNICK. Roundhouse was like my favorite thing ever because I couldn't stay up to watch Saturday Night Live. I was too young. So I would watch Roundhouse instead and that was like the teen version of it.
This is actually a great segue into my episode coming up, the fourth one. We're actually going to be discussing like nostalgia cartoons from our childhood and different shows that we watched and different animation. This is totally along the same subject lines. It's
we'll
some
bring
of those
it
shows.
Back.
Yeah, this subject will come up again. Actually, Rachel, I think you're hosting next week, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Next week, hopefully, maybe we'll have a guest. I don't know.
We'll see.
But it's going to be like in the theme of awkward teenage moments because we've all had them. I've had quite a few, or just awkward childhood moments. One of my favorite movies of all time is 16 Candles.
Go on. Sorry.
It's 16 Candles, and everything that could awkwardly happen to a young teen girl happens in that movie.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
You should.
Yeah,
you
I'm going to have to watch it before next week.
I'll loan it to you.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I love it. It's got Molly Ringwald, Anthony Michael Hall, a young John Cusack. It's pretty brilliant. That'll be next week.
Who's the guest that you're planning on bringing
well,
in?
Well, I'm hopefully trying to get one Mr. Ron Swallow.
Ooh.
He also hosts a show on Skid Row Studios called Angry Dorks every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to do that, do a little cross promotion okay. next year. So that's that.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think we're also talking about some awkward moments in our lives next week.
Oh yeah. God, yeah, that the entire conversation.
Well, the
will
entire
just be
conversation
weird.
Will be awkward moments from I am rife with awkward moments.
I am too.
Like, not me.
One awkward life, one day at a time.
I know what the conversation is going to go like. We're all going to look at each other and say, my life. And then the conversation
the episode is over. Actually, in that case, I think that we should invite some of our listeners out there to take this time to think up some of their awkward moments and call us in next Saturday.
Or write to us on our Facebook.
Twitter.
At Awkward Conversations Podcast. Facebook.com/awkwardconversations
And we will talk about your awkward moments in life on the air.
Tweet us.
Tweet us at Awkward Convo Pod. And tweet us your stories, your ideas, or awkward moments.
And maybe they'll get right on the air.
And maybe you'll get on the air.
Yeah,
we have a Tumblr. We're on all kinds of social networks. So make your rounds, follow us, like us, you know.
Yeah, we
appreciate us.
It.
Do it all.
Yeah.
We like it.
Mm. If you like our show, check us out on, we are now officially on iTunes, people. It's
we are.
Cool.
Subscribe.
They actually need to put an explicit label
Please
on ours.
Please review us. The way we get up in the polls and the ranks on iTunes is if you review us and rate us.
And the better ratings, the better, the more listeners, the crazier shit we're going to do.
We like polls.
Also, if you guys don't have a way to get to iTunes or something, you don't have an account, check us out. We're on Stitcher as well. And are we on anywhere else, guys?
I think that covers most of our
stuff. Herostudios.com.
If any of the youngings know of any up-and-coming social network sites, go ahead and tweet us what those are.
Yes, because we like to get all up in that social network kind of stuff.
I feel so old nowadays, actually. Like, I feel out of the loop with a lot of the social network. There's so much, and it's so complicated now.
It's okay.
I feel leave me alone.
I don't have a Twitter. I'm like the only person on this flipping podcast that does not have a Twitter.
Twitter.
We should totally pimp all of our individual Twitters. Mine, I am Chutney He-Man on Twitter. So that's at Chutney He-Man, one word.
Since we're pimping ourselves out, I am Anastasia W. And we also have our productions .. of Doom. You can follow on Tumblr and Twitter.
Is that spelled out?
You spell out .. And we have a Tumblr, and we have a Twitter, and we have a Facebook, and we have life.
Ew.
I don't have it. Okay.
I don't have a life.
Twitter, but it's not interesting, so don't worry.
It's like something like monkey. He likes monkeys or something.
It's Bastardo Monkey. It's Bastardo Monkey.
I don't even tweet anything, and I still, I want followers.
Why is your obsession with monkeys? I don't.
It's actually an anti thing. I don't really like monkeys, but I figured if people ever want to guess my password, they wouldn't guess monkey because I vocally do not.
I didn't say
monkeys.
Anything about your password.
Did you just tell everybody your password is monkey?
Go to Bastardo Monkey. Put monkey as the password.
That was the thinking behind it, and then monkey just
seeped
out everywhere.
Do you want to say your social security number too?
Yeah, it's 1234567.
Okay.
It's credit card number. Right. I'm just kidding. He doesn't have a credit card.
Well, guys.
Well, I guess that's our show.
What? No, time
flies. Please tune in next week.
Please tune in next week.
Oh.
When we'll have a guest,
when
hopefully.
Rachel will be hosting. Rachel, a.k.a. Sassy Pants, will be hosting next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Conversation in 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Skid Row Studios.